This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Donald Trump is set to become our 47th president. And regardless of your age, retirement planning, it just got a lot more complicated. Trump's bold plans to shake up Social Security, Medicare, and taxes. Your financial future may never look the same. Whether you're retired, planning to retire, or just starting to save, the stakes have never been higher. Let's start with one of Trump's headline-grabbing ideas, eliminating taxes on Social Security benefits. Now, on the surface, this sounds like a huge win for retirees, especially those earning between $63,000 and $100,000 annually. More money in your pocket, right? But here's the catch. Eliminating these taxes would cut Social Security's revenue by $950 billion over the next decade. And that's just the beginning. Right now, Social Security is already on track to face insolvency by 2034. But under Trump's proposed plan, that timeline could accelerate by 3 years, pushing insolvency to 2031. What happens then? Well, benefits could face across-the-board cuts of up to 33%. I mean, imagine losing a third of your income in retirement. That's not just inconvenient. That's life-changing. And that's only 6 years away. How can you adapt to protect yourself? Well, stick with me, because by the end of this, you'll understand everything else that's changing, what's at risk, and the strategies that you need to stay ahead. Now let's look at Medicare, promises versus reality. You see, Trump pledged that there will be no cuts to this vital program, ensuring retirees continue to receive benefits. But behind the scenes, there's more to this story. You see, Trump has proposed the creation of a Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, led by Elon Musk. And this new department will target every major government agency for cost cutting, including Medicare and Medicaid. And he's nominated Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, tasking him with eliminating waste and fraud within one of the nation's most expensive programs. Now, while cutting waste sounds promising, it comes with potential trade-offs. You see, changes in how benefits are administered could push more seniors toward Medicare Advantage plans, raising questions about accessibility, coverage, and whether these changes truly benefit retirees. Trump's decisive victory and a Republican-controlled Congress means one thing: bold action. His administration, it's moving fast, declaring his swing state wins as a mandate for sweeping changes. And while some of these proposals might seem like immediate wins, and they can be, there's a hidden side to each move, one that could redefine how you plan for retirement. Like Trump's plan to slash corporate taxes from 21% to 15%. For retirees with stock-heavy portfolios or 401ks, this might seem like a huge win, and it will be in the short term, because lower corporate taxes can drive up profits, leading to higher stock prices and better market performance. But like his previous two moves, there's another side of the story here too. Cutting corporate taxes could substantially increase the federal deficit. And as deficits grow, the financial strain on public programs like Social Security and Medicare intensifies. That could mean accelerated insolvency timelines or tough decisions about benefit reductions in the future. For retirees who rely on fixed incomes or Social Security, not just investments, the risks are clear. While some may benefit from rising stock prices, others could face growing uncertainty about the very programs that they depend on to survive. You know, President Joe Biden and President-elect Trump had vastly different approaches to economic policies that could affect your retirement savings. Biden's tax policy focused on increasing taxes for high-income earners and corporations, while Trump emphasized extending and expanding tax cuts to stimulate economic growth, like this one. And it's certain to impact everyone. I mean, nobody is immune from this. And I'm referring to Trump's approach to interest rates. You know, he's made it clear he wants the Federal Reserve to lower rates, making borrowing cheaper and spurring economic growth. But here's the challenge. Trump's influence over the Fed, it's limited. He can't force rate cuts. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell has committed to staying in office until 2026. And the two, they don't have the best history. Adding complexity, Trump's proposed tax cuts and tariffs could push inflation higher. So in response, the Fed might slow or even halt rate reductions, keeping interest rates higher than expected. For retirees, this is a mixed bag. Higher rates benefit those with savings and CDs or high-yield accounts, but they also make life harder for seniors looking to refinance, downsize, or borrow for other reasons. And for those trying to catch up on retirement savings, higher borrowing costs can make it tougher to invest in income-generating assets using traditional means, such as real estate or small businesses. And it would be a good idea right now to lock in low-rate financing. I mean, if you have a 680 credit score or better, no collections or bankruptcies in the last 7 years, Chase has a no-cost, 0% interest program just for real estate investors. Details available at nocostcapital.com. And this brings us to a bigger problem, relying on traditional saving strategies in today's economy. You see, for decades, we've been told to save diligently, invest conservatively, and let compound interest do the rest. But here's the harsh reality. Most people don't earn enough or start early enough to ever see compound interest work its magic to secure a sound retirement. Susie Orman just released an article on Yahoo Finance this past weekend urging parents to give their children a nudge in starting their retirement plans, stating that that's what our retirement system requires. Well, what if you didn't start in your teens? What are your options? Do you have any? Well, I'll get to that in just a second. But even with strong stock market returns, the challenges are undeniable. Inflation steadily erodes the purchasing power of savings. Extended life expectancy means retirees need far more money than previous generations, or they work into their 70s. And for most, the gap between what they save and what they'll actually need leads to one unavoidable outcome: a significant drop in lifestyle after they stop working. And this isn't just about personal planning mistakes. It's about a system designed for a world where retirement meant funding just 10 or 15 years, not 25 or 30. You see, in today's world, saving alone isn't just outdated, it's dangerous. So if saving won't cut it, what will? If compound interest is letting us down, what's going to pull us through? Well, the answer lies in stashing money for the sole purpose of acquiring compounding assets. While savings run out, assets generate ongoing cash flow, providing security and freedom no matter what happens with Social Security, with inflation, with interest rates, or who's in office next. Income-producing investment-grade real estate can provide the type of monthly income that grows with inflation and appreciation that outpaces it. If you don't know where to start, Cashflow Savvy just released their Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income. Grab a copy at frustratedinvestor.com. And I know what you're thinking. There's work involved. I know you don't want to manage tenants. It can be work. But if you do it right, it's never as much as most think. Besides, what type of work are you going to have to do when your savings run out? Would you rather manage tenants or welcome people to Walmart? This isn't just a strategy of the wealthy. It's an option anyone can explore to create real, lasting financial security, regardless of when you get started and regardless of how long you live. Did you know that that's today's retirees' number one fear? Running out of money before they run out of life? Here's the truth. The longer you rely on outdated strategies, the harder it becomes to catch up. Social Security's future, it's uncertain. Inflation is eroding savings, and life expectancy has extended. Every day you wait to start compounding income-producing assets is a day you lose financial ground. But here's the good news. You don't need to overhaul everything overnight. You can start small, and you don't have to go it alone either. Grab your free investor guide at frustratedinvestor.com now. Even if it's just one step, it sets you on the right path to lasting security. Now, if you have a financial advisor, raise these concerns and revise your plan together. One question to ask for sure is how any policy changes could impact your income and tax liabilities. Another question to ask is how you should protect your retirement assets from inflation or rising interest rates. Fixed income investments are at risk when inflation rises, so adjustments may be necessary to protect your long-term savings. And if you're really against real estate, at the very least, ask your advisor about investments that offer growth or automatic cost of living adjustments that are guaranteed. These guarantees, they often exist in fixed indexed annuities and can act as a hedge against rising prices in retirement. Now is an excellent time to review your asset allocation, especially if you're nearing or are in retirement. The bottom line, retirement planning, it's changed forever. Trump's policies are rewriting the rules, and saving alone is no longer enough. To protect your future, you must think like an investor now, not just a saver. Build assets, create income, and take control of your financial destiny. Let's navigate this new financial landscape together.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? there's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.